You there? Come over here.
Val points at a server carrying a large silver tray. The young man rushes closer and presents us with a plate holding small bowls of white powder. Is this food? I'm a bit confused.
Certainly not. It's powdered troll bone.
Val grins, placing some of the powder on the back of his hand before snorting it hard.
Give it a try.
Tristan flashes a concerned look, but I ignore it and mimic Val's action. The powder sears the inside of my nose, immediately filling me with an unpleasant burning sensation. I've never done something like this before. Maybe it was a bad idea. Am I supposed to feel something good?
Give it a moment, boy. It's an aphrodisiac.
Val sticks his tongue out teasingly, revealing his white, fang-like teeth.
What? I'm surprised you didn't know. Trolls fuck like animals. The behavior is quite contagious. Give it a try. This stuff is worth more than its weight in gold. Very hard to acquire.
Tristan sighs before he and Bray inhale the powder as well. It's clear this isn't going to be a standard masquerade ball. As I watch Val take another reckless hit of the substance, I begin to feel it. A slight numbness in the tips of my fingers. A rapid, irregular heartbeat. And a wet, leaky erection. Oh, fuck, that's good. As my dick swells in my underwear, the tender skin rubs along the fabric, sending an extreme rush of euphoria throughout my body. I gotta go! I turn and begin moving through the crowd, a single image now in my mind. Pavel, the servant boy from last night. I need to find him.
So cute and inexperienced.
I hear Val cackle as I dart off through the throngs of elegantly dressed men. I scan the crowd of disguises, the world beginning to rock and spin as my steps grow unsteady and frenzied. The music seems to grow louder, the vibrations palpable against my skin. Goddamn, it's hot in here.
Cecil, over here!
I turn and see the familiar face. Pavel stands behind a column away from the crowds. Unmasked and dressed in those characteristic white tights and a long, dazzling coat, he motions toward me. I rush forward, unable to even think as I pin him against the pillar, cupping his full cheek in my now clammy hand.
Wow, you've changed.
He looks up at me with those full moon eyes, his breath hot and humid against my face, now only inches from his own. God, you're so beautiful. My heart feels like it's going to burst from my chest. Is it that nasty powder? Or is it the fact I'm doing something in public with another guy? It's impossible to tell. I close in, angling my face as I lock our plump lips together. His taste is more muted than Tristan's, but no less pleasant. It's a tender, almost sweet flavor as my tongue slides into his oral cavity. I feel hungry, frenzied, and dominant, a sensation I've never experienced before. I press my skinny body against his smaller frame, sandwiching the server boy against the pillar as he laces his fingers into my blonde hair, stroking lightly.
Mmm.
He lets out a muffled moan as I feel him tremble with excitement. It only turns me on even more. I can feel my ravenous erection leaking slimy precum in my underwear. It begs me to continue, and I eagerly oblige, grinding my hard dick against his thigh as our makeout intensifies. So good. I break away for a moment, looking down into his eyes and taking in the elegance of that light dusting of freckles upon his cheeks. He's so perfect. Fuck. It's hot in here. I release him and step back, tossing my mask aside and removing my shirt. Pavel watches in shock as I begin stripping fully naked, completely disregarding the fact we're in public. In mere moments, I stand fully nude, my upper chest lightly flushed as the blood glass pendant rests upon it. I forgot I was even wearing it. It's become something of a habit. The stone glows bright and hot, reacting positively to my sexual fervor. For a split second, I feel a pang of lucidity and terror about what I'm doing. I glance around, but realize I'm not the only one who has partaken of a dark, powerful aphrodisiac. The waltz music continues playing fast and strong, but there is no more dancing. Men across the room are engaged in varying degrees of debauchery. Some simply make out with feverish intensity, while others have completely stripped down, presenting their delicious erections to the crowd and soliciting willing cocksuckers. I grab Pavel by the wrist and pull him out into the center of the dance floor. He grins wickedly as he begins disrobing, the two of us surrounded by images of sex. I smirk as I watch. So much for dancing tonight. We'll do something even better. My tight-bodied servant drops his underwear, revealing his full, naked physique. Taut, soft skin covers his lean build. That same sprinkling of delicate brown freckles coats the tops of his shoulders, but the rest of his body is unblemished, flawless. His bright, pale skin seems to glow in the dim light of the ballroom, guiding my eyes down toward his narrow waist and the hard, thin cock standing erect between his legs. The pert phallus appears around the same length as my own. It's a strange feeling. I've always loved the idea of being controlled and brought to heel by a larger man, but standing here before this slightly smaller male, I want to be the one in charge. I want to own him. I step forward, gripping his sharp chin in my hand and pulling his lips to mine. I desperately suck his full, lower lip into my mouth, massaging my tongue against the plump flesh as our erect cocks touch. My hips jerk slightly as pleasure erupts from my sensitive penis, forcing me to press our dicks harder together, grinding in a sort of filthy, perverse dance as the music plays around us. I can hear deep, animalistic grunts emanating throughout the hall as the sexual frenzy of this surreal party builds, but the only person I care to please is here in my arms. Pavel's slim core begins to quiver slightly as he breaks away. My servant sinks to his knees before me, his new king. Looking down at the beautiful angel, those sparkling eyes aren't filled with innocence, but rather with deep, servile thirst. He extends his long pink tongue and delicately traces it up the thick tube bulging from the underside of my cock. Perhaps it's the dizzying effect of the troll bone, or perhaps I'm discovering my own lust for dominance, but the ecstasy is searing. It runs through my veins like liquid fire as I gasp for air. Fuck! The head! Suck the head! I cry out, unable to contain my excitement.